If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Well, hello, I'm Colleen, the General Manager of the radio station WPMH, The Lighthouse, and we're glad to have you along here with this program. And they're calling it the Great American Comeback, sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group with Steve Taylor. And we love them and love their support of the station and this program. It's www.debtfreeva.com if you'd like to find out more about their particular business and ministry. Right now, Steve is on his way and will be here very soon. This is live radio, of course, but right now we have on the phone with us Don Mills. He is the chaplain of Alliance Legal Group as well as Christian Rights Ministry. So, Don, I hope you're here and you can join in the conversation.
Yes, I am here, and I am thankful once again to share some thoughts with you out there in the listening audience. We have been talking about the issues of what was known as critical race theory over the past couple of broadcasts, and we're going to comment a little bit more about it. I think it's really important as Christians that we always strive to look at things from all different angles. And I was just the other day looking at an article written by a strong black Christian by the name of Livingston Knowles, who writes for the Christian Post. And he's a regular contributor to the Christian Post. And as a black man, he has his own perspectives on this whole matter of critical race theory. Now, he looks at it from kind of through actually two perspectives. One is that he doesn't really care that much for the theory. I mean, he doesn't think it's much of a solution at all. It's just really going overboard and going way on over to the other extreme. But on the other hand, he also says that there really have been things that have happened and are continuing to happen in our country that are problematic. And I think it's important that we all keep our eyes open to that. He comes up with a list of a number of things in our history that are just really true. I mean, he doesn't pull any punches, but he asks the question, can we acknowledge that the church, namely Southern Baptists, at one time used the Bible to justify slavery? And that's a painful question to ask, but that is certainly true going back. Now, I'm not a Southern Baptist, but, I mean, going back in history during the time of the Civil War, there were Christians who used the Bible to justify that. We know that there have been Christians in our past as a country that have had owned slaves and fought against the Union in the Civil War to try to keep slavery going in our country, and we need to acknowledge that there have been Christians who had a serious blind spot in that particular aspect. And we need to be aware that there has been substandard education, you know, substandard schools for a lot of our black children in the inner city and so on. So we need to be aware of these things also. And I don't believe that the solution is to go way over to the other extreme and say that the country is racist systemically. I don't believe that's true at all when you look at the actual structure of the country and the way that it was put together. It is based on sound biblical principles. It's based on universal truths that transcend all cultures, all peoples, all languages. You know, it transcends time. It transcends geography. And these are truths, you know, and we believe that much of our political system has been built on that. don't know if you have any other thoughts you want to toss in here while I catch a drink of water, Colleen.
No, and I think that this is a great time to start bringing up these conversations, and maybe other people are getting along with it too. I happened to catch a little bit of news the other night, and they were talking about critical race theory, in particular with the governor's upcoming governor's race, and how the two leading candidates there, McAuliffe and Youngkin, were thinking about that, and what Governor Northam has said before regarding critical race theory. So clearly it is on the forefront, particularly as we head into election season for the state of Virginia as well.
Yes. And of course, I don't think anybody is unaware of what Governor Northam did back in his days of medical school with that yearbook picture of blackface. And I think that the thing that's most disturbing about that is just the sheer hypocrisy of that, because back when he ran for governor against the Republican candidate, he was trying very, very hard to attach racism to that particular Republican's campaign. And then a little while after his, after his being in office, this came to light. And, he doesn't, to be honest, he doesn't have any credibility at all in my eyes when he talks about this. Now, I don't know what McAuliffe has to say about it, but I guess what I'm trying to say that if we are conservative Christians, no matter what our political affiliation, we have to understand that the Bible does talk about the fact that we are equal before God in every respect. We are all created in the image of God. He has endowed us all with inalienable rights. That includes everybody. And Jefferson talked about that. He talked about the inalienable rights. It means that rights can't be taken away by anybody because they've been given by the Creator himself. But anyway, I think that we need to listen to what our black friends are telling us when they share experiences of things that have happened to them. And we who are white, live in this country, are not, I have not really experienced anything like that at all. So,
I know we have to be understanding and realize that the history is what it is, and not and acknowledge that. But at the same time, too, don't go to the either extreme,
Right.
I agree with you on that point, too. And don't label or put all one particular segment of society in under a label based on experience that has happened from somebody else, either.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. The idea that whites in this present generation need to pay reparations to the black community for slavery that had happened 150 plus years ago, that just doesn't make any sense at all. That creates all sorts of problems. I was not involved in it. I don't have any family, as far as they know, because I'm a Yankee, that was ever involved in slavery. And I don't understand why they think that demanding that from this current generation, because the Bible makes it clear that every generation is responsible for its own sins. Ezekiel 18 talks about that very clearly, and a number of other passages that say that each person is responsible for his own sins and needs to deal with them. He is not responsible for the sins of his parents or grandparents. And that's something that we have to keep in mind as well. Yet at the same time, there has to be an acknowledgement, not try to sweep under the rug some of the parts of our history of which I am not proud.
Right.
I'm not proud of the things that I've read about. Even in recent days, there are things that happen. So I want to try to make it clear, at least this is my opinion. I'm not necessarily expressing the opinion of Christian Rights Ministries or whatever, but yeah, this is my opinion that we have to be sympathetic. We have to be empathetic. We have to listen. We have to be respectful and try to be as biblically minded as we can. We don't, as you rightly said, because this is what critical race theory does. It doesn't think of people, doesn't think in terms of individuals. It thinks in terms of groups. So So if you as an individual belong to a certain group, let's just say that if you belong to, if you are part of the white population of the country, then you're already guilty. See, they don't think of you as an individual. It's guilt. It's really a composition fallacy, if you want me to say that, that the idea is that what might be true of the one person doesn't mean it's true of everybody. You know, so we don't label every individual, you know, stereotypically.
No, we shouldn't.
As being, you know, so, but, and when we did, we got to do that both ways, of course. We shouldn't consider that same thing when it comes to hiring, admitting people into school, education, or anything like that. Each person needs to be treated as an individual, you know, with respect. And so that's kind of what I wanted to say. I thought that this article by this Brother Knowles had some really good points that he was trying to make. Now, he was quoting from Martin Luther King as well as Booker T. Washington and even Herschel Walker of today, that the main objective of black Americans is not a handout or even a hand up, but only recognition and sincere repentance for the wrong that has been done to us. Well, and I think that anybody who has displayed a prejudice in their hearts, you know, they need to confess that. And they need to acknowledge that that's the case. So,
and
again,
we need to hear from those representations too, or representatives of society as well, like you said, from the past as well as from current voices in all segments of society. You know, here's Herschel Walker, who's known for his athletic ability in sports, and then you get ministers and politicians and people, community leaders and things like that, talking into it as well from both the black community as well as white community as well.
Yes. What again? The problem with critical race theory is that it is neo-Marxist in its ideology, which divides the country into oppressor and oppressed, and so that everybody is looked at in one of those two lenses. You're either an oppressor or you are a member of the oppressed. And so does not matter anything at all about the quality of your life. You could be a godly white grandmother who loves everybody unconditionally, but because of her whiteness, she is labeled as one of the white oppressors, you know, one of the ones who are, you know, a white supremacist kind of thing. That's just absurd.
And that's sad and unfortunate, but I also see, you know, you mentioned on Tuesday you didn't want to get into eschatology and things like that either necessarily, but as a Christian and as someone who's heard all of the, you know, the end times type things all of my life, you know, I can just see that, well, obviously some of these things are happening because we are getting closer and closer to when the Lord returns, right?
Right, exactly. And I think that, I'm glad you brought that up, I think that we need to understand that nobody who holds to any view, even somebody who holds to critical race theory, even somebody who is a strong advocate of critical race theory, and they might be even critical, even nasty, we know that they're not the enemy. They're not the ones who are the enemy. The enemy is Satan. And Satan is the one who wants to do all he can to deceive as many people as he possibly can. And I think that it's really important that we also keep that in mind, that all of us can be subject to deception, whether it's deception from outside or self-deception. I mean, we have to be alert to that all the time. But we know that Jesus says that Satan is a liar and he is a deceiver, even going back to the garden. That was what he's known for. And one of the main areas where that's going to make a difference is in false belief, right? Ideologies, philosophies, you know, anything that's anti-God, he's going to latch onto that and use that as much as he possibly can.
For sure. Now, Don, we appreciate you being on here with us. We're getting a perspective from Don Mills, the chaplain of the Alliance Legal Group and Christian Rights Ministries. You're listening to The Great American Comeback right here on the Lighthouse WPMH. And Steve has just stepped into the studio as well. So we'll continue the conversation and get some more perspective on this. I think it's a great conversation regarding current events and things that we should be aware of. Critical race theory is our topic today.
Well, that's good. I think we talked about that last Thursday, which is good because we definitely need to be talking about critical race theory. Thank you, Don. I appreciate you covering
You're
for
welcome.
Me. I appreciate that. You know, I was thinking, the 9 words you most don't want to hear when you're in trouble is what? We're the government and we're here to help you. It's a little joke that Ronald Reagan said, but that I was thinking on the way here, the 5 letters that you don't want to hear when you're running late is DMV and M&M. And so I just appreciate you helping me cover for that period
right.
of time. I appreciate
sure
that very, very much.
Sure, I'm going to hand it off to you. For those who are wondering what he meant by M&M, he means the Monitor Merrimack Bridge Tunnel. So, all right, Steve, I'm going to pass it on to you, and I'm going to just tune in.
Okay.
So I wish everybody a good day.
Sounds good. Thank you, Don. Again, this is Steve Taylor, and I do apologize for running late, that you can reach us at the radio station here at 488-5299. It's area code 757-488-5299. If you wanted to comment on some of Don's comments that he made concerning critical race theory and how it's affecting our society at this time and how things are going. And again, that this program is sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group, and we are a law practice in the Hampton Roads area. And you can reach us directly, and you can talk to me about the you could actually speak to me about the topic that we're talking about today, or if you wanted to, that we could actually arrange for you to speak to Chaplain Don. He's he ministers to our company through Christian Rights Ministries, and that he's a pastor that's he joins me as co-pastor, that we co-pastor a church called Trinity Christian Church in Suffolk. And so if you'd like to get a hold of us, go to www.debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And again, that what we do in order to pay for this show is that and provide you this discussion is we are a law practice. And that, again, that if you wanted to schedule a free consultation to discuss finances, bankruptcy, areas of concern that you have that you need an attorney in, please do that. It's absolutely free that we'll speak to you. We have several attorneys that will have a free consultation with you that can pre-qualify you for debt relief through bankruptcy if that's an area that you're needing. We actually have a special going on right now for $199 that if you qualify, that we'll file a Chapter 13 bankruptcy for you, and that we'll put all the rest of the attorney's fees and things of that nature inside the plan. And so it's $199 attorney's fees. We also, I think there's $313 for a filing fee and $36 for credit reports. It comes up to about $548 upfront fee, but then no additional attorney's fees up front. Everything else is put into a plan. Sometimes it's 3 years, sometimes it's 5 years, but it makes it very affordable and helps you keep your vehicles, stop creditors. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, just having creditor issues, that we'll review that with you and see if that's something that might work for you. So jumping back into the conversation again of what we're talking about today, critical race theory. And I did miss the front end of that. One of the things I wanted to share with the listening audience today is that, we're trying to, we're really searching and praying for the direction as far as how to style this program. You know, if you've been with us over the last year, we do a lot of biblical solutions for financial freedom is what we do from the law practice, and that we have spoke many different sessions on how to help folks doing that. And we're going to continue to do that because we believe that's part of our calling, part of our ability to assist people getting a fresh start. And usually it's through the bankruptcy process that that we use that. However, that, you know, as things have, this has been a tremendous change this year. And so around the elections times, we did the Faith and Freedom Network. And that was kind of a generic sort of program with a very specific, a generic sort of title, Faith and Freedom Network, that basically encapsulated all the things that were going on during the election. And then as we progressed from that, we said, well, thinking positively, we wanted to say, well, listen, that we wanted a program that not only encapsulated discussions of, how to get people debt-free and how they individually could have a fresh start, but also that we wanted to discuss how we as a country could do that, mm-hmm. Since we've been through so much this year. And with the masks going off and the there seeming to be some sort of potential that we could come back from the last year of just devastation and problems and deception that we've been through, and of which we see this critical race theory being something that's growing and growing. We said, well, maybe we'll encapsulate those thoughts of individual comeback and national comeback in a program maybe called the Great American Comeback. Mm-hmm. But, I see as this goes forward that there's going to be a lot of different topics. We don't know next week.
Tons of topics.
We don't know next week or next month if things go very, very south as far as, different sort of issues, whether it be, cyber attacks and all kinds of different sort of things. I was driving here today and over $3 a gallon. Is this a standard price that a lot of gas stations...
Economics and security and, politics, everything.
And so while being optimistic about a great American comeback and the need to repent and the need to identify the things, I think that what we're going to just name this program going forward is what we started out with initially, or not initially, but what we titled the program last year, and that's the Faith and Freedom Network. And we've been doing that for a long time at the church. We've been doing a long time in 2000 and I guess it was 2000 and when was 9/11? That was 2011, right? No,
2001.
2001. And so that in 2001 and
20 years this year.
20 years. So in 2001 that the tower incident, 9/11 occurred, and then about 2 years later, that I had gotten saved in 1999, and by 2003 I had been accepted into the Alliance Defending Freedom, and one of the things, and that's a Christian organization that defends religious liberties in America, of which I'm an honor guard, that we've participated as Christian Rights Ministries and the Alliance Legal Group for years and years, donating our services and providing people fundamental faith-based issues are being attacked, legal representation at no cost. And one of the things we did way back in 2003 when I became an Alliance Defending back then it was called the Alliance Defense Fund, but they've since been called the Alliance Defending Freedom, that I was an attorney that what we did was we would go to churches and that we would explain, that we're not polishing brass on a sinking ship, that if you've got a case that see us. Mm-hmm. And they were called Faith and Freedom Messages. And so we'd go to these churches all across Hampton Roads and solicit cases where people were being attacked for their religious liberty. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the Faith and Freedom, and they were called Faith and Freedom Sundays. Okay. And so that's where the name comes from. And, it really kind of encapsulates what we as a ministry, Christian Rights mm-hmm. Ministry does, and it's really what we want to see supported by the Alliance Legal Group, the company that supports these messages, and what we do at the church, which in fact Don every Sunday, if you ever go to our church on Sunday, immediately following the announcements, we have a faith and freedom moment. So with all those things being said, that the going forward, we're going to just call this the Faith and Freedom Network. And we'll have a variety of topics of critical race theory this week, maybe, and maybe some other topics, maybe critical race theory next week. Who knows? There's so much going on with critical race theories. But there is so much going on, mm-hmm. that it's going to be hard to limit it. We want to see America come back. We want to see individuals going through the situations you're going through come back.
And we can put it out to our listeners as well. If they have topics that they want to learn more about or hear perspectives from that maybe they haven't heard in other media outlets or whatever, that they could feel free to call us either during this half hour at 488-5299, or they can also reach out to either one of us throughout the week, and we
absolutely
can be able to figure out what's happening in the community as well.
And I think that from a public service sort of direction, I think that the Alliance Legal Group very much would be willing to support this dialogue, because, you know, we're talking about critical race theory, and that this program, I think we spoke about it for the first time last Thursday. Mm-hmm. Between last Thursday and this Tuesday,
it's been very helpful, I think.
But did you know that that on Tuesday that our YouTube channel was taken down?
He mentioned that it might have been, and we were trying to get some verification on that.
Well, it was. We have a main channel, and then we had this new channel for the Great American Comeback, and the first program was, you know, Critical Race Theory. And, of course, you know, YouTube won't tell you why they take it off.
Oh, you didn't get a message saying why?
No, they just take you off, and that's pretty.
Due to content or due to.
They don't. No, YouTube doesn't even do that. That the we have a social media director that does all our Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and that kind of thing. And what they typically do is that they'll take you off, and they won't tell you why on YouTube. But then they're pretty good about letting you back on if you appeal the process. Usually she's able to get her companies that she does back, but they very rarely tell you, oh, we took you off for this reason, for this content.
Try to resubmit it or something and see if it gets knocked off again.
Well, we'll probably get knocked off. Trust me. Listen, we're not going to change the message, but that we're going to probably get knocked off. And so we're looking at other platforms that would be able to host video that would have content that people like YouTube, Facebook, and those guys
go and access easier,
and that the actual transcripts of this program will be put on our Alliance Legal Group webpage on our podcast. So apparently I guess they don't have no real control over it. I guess I'm sure somebody's got some control over it, but that if we just do the audio, we're putting the audio stream on and the transcript on our webpage. So if you want to see the video that from here for going forward, then go to Facebook. Go to our Facebook, Alliance Legal Group, and the Lighthouse Facebook. And it's called My Lighthouse Radio. Is that what it is?
That's the stream, mylighthouseradio.com. But the Facebook page is WPMH The Lighthouse.
Yeah. So if you want to see the videos, then that's the way you do it. And if you just want to hear the audios, you can go to the Alliance Legal Group webpage, the podcast. And we also have the transcripts there. So with all that being said, that's kind of the direction that we're going to go. And we'll send you some promos and things of that nature, so we can. And Don, if you're listening on that, I need some help drawing something up. It's kind of giving some information so that they can promote the direction we're going to go on this. So, with all that being said, that anybody that's out there listening, we really appreciate you. We really want to just be relevant and be able to do our part in this very, very changing world that we're in. Alliance Legal Group would very much appreciate you supporting them and helping us continue this program. And again, that you can reach us directly at www.debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And again, if you want to talk to me about anything, whether it be this program, the direction we're going, this country, or you want to get a hold of Don, that we'll get you through to him as well. or you just have a legal issue and that you want a free consultation and that you want it done by an attorney that's that loves America and would like to see you have not only your debts diminished, but have a great American comeback happen in your life. So with all that being said, God bless you. Thank you, Don, for covering. If you're still listening out there, thank you, Colleen. And we look forward to seeing you next Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? Next Tuesday. God bless you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4357. That's 757-923-4357.